Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of I Dig Your Soul podcast with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Welcome to today's show. Today is the 8th of July. It is 5:30 in the morning in LA, and it was like, I know it's going to sound weird, but super cold this morning. I had to like put on a space heater and put a sweatshirt on, and it's like July 8th. So go figure. I know it's supposed to get warmer during the day, but wow, you know, this was a surprise. So I hope you guys are warm wherever you are, having a good day so far. But today I have a couple of dreams. One of the dreams I have is an ongoing dating, relationship, learning how to be accepted person who is sending in her dreams pretty regularly. And here is the last one, the latest one. Dear Nadia, I hope all is well. I have another dream if there is time. My boyfriend's mother texted me a text. In real life, I don't know her. She texted me that my boyfriend isn't the same since he met me in a positive way. I wanted to reply to her with something similar to keep the positive energy. Also, I remember the word empathy in the dream like it was written on a billboard. Thank you so much, as always. It's the progression of your dreams in this relationship that you now have, because you place your worth on how other people value you, and you need to know that you've made a difference because you're working so hard to be a difference in your own life. So for you, that's validation that you are worth keeping, worth having, worth being there, and all of these things keep coming out in these kinds of scenarios of where you've been helpful or, look, I'm worth being with. Even his mom says so in a text, that I've made a difference. But the real difference is you, to you. You don't have to reply with something similar to keep the positive energy going. You are positive energy. It's different to feel like you have to do something to let people know who you are, and just being who you are, being who we are. That says it all. Because when you're trying to be something, the energy other people feel is trying to be something. So in a way, I am super happy that you had this dream and this didn't happen in real life, and that you have not met her yet. Because this dream tells you, in no uncertain terms, that the empathy you need is for yourself, and that you yourself have to know you're worth it without saying a word. Because that energy is what will come out of you and what you will exchange with anyone you meet in your life or your life with your boyfriend. This isn't about capturing a boyfriend and then showing them how great you are. This is about you capturing yourself, understanding your worth, standing still in that worth. When we start to see in our mind and in our heart and in our soul where everything's on one page instead of our minds bouncing over here and our soul knows better and we're still trying to put ourselves together. When you can stand still in the storm of our lives and say, hey, I'm doing my best here. And this is my best today. I feel strong. I feel good. I feel like myself. It's funny that I could be myself. The inside self matches my outside self. And my outside self, weirdly, doesn't have to hide. I have to try to be great. I don't have to try to be good. I don't have to try to be funny. I actually am those things. I entertain myself. I enjoy my own company. Instead of when I'm alone, I feel tortured and I need to go find people to talk to so that somehow I can feel valued. It's hard. We are looking for outside validation of who we are and what we believe other people think we are, because then we try to live up to an illusion, like even wanting to reply something similar so she knows that that's who you are, that she identifies that with you. But even if you said, wow, thank you for the message, really great to meet you this way, I can't wait to see you in person, is more than enough. You don't have to come out guns a-blazing, because letting people get to know you, it unfolds the depths and the complexities of a relationship that you're planning to have for as long as you can or want to, or forever. But when we stand in our strength, we don't think about all that. Like, wow, I want to make sure, you know, she loves me because she's his mom. And I want them to know that I am positive Annie. And I want to do this and I want to do that. And I'm up for everything. We don't have to go through fire hoops for love. Because we are love. And I know, I say it all the time. We are love. But we are love. We really, really are. No joke. No mincing words. No being funny. At the end of the day, every single cell in you is positive and is love. And the trick, double trick to that, is when we start listening to ego and ego's telling us to go look for love. So we're out there looking. We put on our laser eyeballs and we're checking everything out and checking everyone out and seeing where's that love I want. Because then I'll know for sure that I am loved. In the beginning, when I first saw Christ and he kept saying, you are love, I'm like, yeah. I didn't actually know what that meant. How could I? No one ever said to me, well, Nadia, you are love. But it's a feeling. It's a feeling when you know what you know about you and you trust it. That trust is huge. And no matter what happens, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, you understand that there is a method to the madness that surrounds your life. And you don't feel a need to control it. You only feel a need to confront it. You say, oh, wow, that's a good one. How can I best deal with that? And a lot of times I would ask myself questions like, well, what would love do? Because I didn't know. Love would just be quiet for a minute. That's what love would do. Love would just say, hey, I'm worth knowing, and you're worth knowing to me. Because we are both in a situation where we share a common person. You're not going to say all this, but the energy of you and I have feelings for your son, and I'm getting to know him instead of I'm going to marry him, but I don't know him yet. We've only known each other for a month. And if it's right for both of us, wow, that would be great. How calm it is to even just say that. Instead of I just met someone, they're the best thing since sliced bread, and we're getting married. And people are like, wait. When did you meet him or her? To learn things about ourselves when we have dreams like this, because this is a great dream to have. This is like, hey, wait a minute. I'm worth myself. Wow, what a great thought. I am worth myself. So that when you talk to this woman and you do meet her in real life, which sounds like eventually you will, and your mind is preparing because you want to be so special that she tells her son how special you are or that she loves you, I would just also think about how do I feel about her. I would say things like, wow, she pointed out to her son that he's more positive. So she must be a positive person, or she would not have seen that. Or she must be rooting for her son to have a relationship, or she would not have said that. She would have tried to take away from you. I had a man whose mother told him, oh, don't go for this woman because of this and this, and then don't go for that woman because of that and that. And the guy's like in his middle 50s, and he's never had a relationship longer than a year because his mother interfered. Then his mother died. Literally, she dies at some point because now he's in his 50s. And it was the first relationship he had that he kept after she died, because there wasn't that constant voice in his head pointing out everything that was wrong and nothing that was right. And the girlfriends can't control that because they don't live with them, and he still lived with her or visited her when he would move out. So it's super interesting, you know, the role of parents and us wanting to please them or wanting to make sure that they all approved of us. But the truth is, when you approve of yourself, people will naturally exchange energy with your energy. Before you open your mouth, before that even happens, they will have already understood. People wait till they see each other because that fills in all the pieces of the puzzle. And then when we try to be what we're not, even though you are a positive person, you have to believe that it's not a show that you're putting on, and you have to stay there. You can never get mad because you're positive, and that's a lot of pressure. But that whatever you do in your life for yourself, and now they are invited to your energy and you're invited to theirs. People say, I have to meet someone. I need to shake their hand. I need to look them in the eye. That's why virtual relationships got so out of hand. People wrote things that other people wanted to hear. And those people didn't hear those things, even married. And they're like, oh, my God, I just met the love of my life. And they get caught up, and marriages ended, and new relationships began. I mean, remember the beginning of Facebook. I myself know marriage after marriage that was in jeopardy and some that ended as a result of the language, not the meeting. Because if you met these people, they may not have made the same decisions, and a lot of them didn't keep the decisions they made once they met. And I met people who met the people. Great-looking people, successful people, but the energy of meeting someone and putting things in perspective and them being human beings instead of these huge, beautiful love machines that we expected, right? It was easy to get caught up in the fantasy of who we thought or who we wanted to be. So just being us, just being who we are, and letting that be enough. Just let it be enough. You don't have to be positive Annie all day. And you don't have to be negative. You just face it. Face whatever it is. And enjoy it. The word empathy in the dream, like it was written on a billboard, is to take all that pressure off yourself. And let yourself be. Dress the way you want to dress. For real. Don't try to be sexy. Don't try to be, because then you look like you're trying to be these things. Just be them. At the end of the day, you find out sexy isn't what you wore. It's how you felt. And no matter what you wear, they'll be like, wow, she was wearing, I know this is going to sound so silly, but these great sweats or these great leggings. She has great legs. And you'll be like, oh, all I was wearing was my leggings and a t-shirt. Well, it wasn't about what you were wearing. It was about what you were bringing to the table when it came to energy. We put so much pressure on ourselves, changing outfit after outfit before we go out, a pile of clothes on the floor, asking everyone what you look like, getting opinions. Whenever there's a consensus, that's what you're wearing. And then you go out. But none of that, at the end of the day, means anything unless that's all you're looking for is someone that's looking for that. A look for the night. Because what we want to live with is settlement, settled contentment. Unless we have a lot of unfinished business and we want arguments, but that doesn't sound like where you're at with this relationship. This sounds like, hey, this is real, and I'm trying to figure out how to be real because I'm so used to hiding the things I love most about myself, trying to be what everybody else, what I think everybody else wants me to be, which is a lot of pressure to put on yourself, right? Super interesting, great dream. The empathy is for you to finally feel like, hey, I have a chance to have someone in my life and be myself, win-win, possible. It's possible. It's happening. And the only thing left is for you to understand that you deserve it. You deserve to be yourself, hence the empathy. Wherever you go, and what's yours will be yours, and what isn't will not be. Super interesting. Great dream. I hope that helps. Have a great day reminding yourself to be yourself. So I have another dream, and it was put on the I Dig Your Soul page. I didn't read it, but let's read it together and see where we end up. Hi, Nadia. A hug. It's by Chris Kipwoods, and he's from Ireland. I had a dream that I was with my best friend in his house, and his mother appeared in spirit and kissed him lovingly on the lips, and I felt the love in that kiss, and then he started to cry. Then a big dog got into my bed and lay beside me as I was a bit frightened and started saying softly, "He's a good boy," to get him to go away. LOL. I have stopped drinking for 8 months now, but last night while meditating, I heard a voice say, "He couldn't stop drinking," and then I see a car crash. Thank you. Thank you. Love you. Hug. This is an interesting dream. It's all about breaking barriers and feeling good doing it. You know, you're at your best friend's house and his mother appears in spirit and kisses him lovingly on the lips, which on the lips is kind of like a line crossing depending on what families are used to. But you felt that there was love and he started to cry. So this was a loving, his mother's coming back, letting him know she's not far away. And then this dog gets into your bed and you're scared. And you're like, you're being a good boy, you're a good boy, to get him to go away. And really what you're just doing is you're like this observer in life. But what you're feeling around you is energy. You're feeling energy of love. You're feeling energy that you are not going to get bit by a big dog in your bed, and that even a big dog can be faced. Because when we're sleeping, it's our most vulnerable state, right? We're sleeping. We don't know what's going on around us. Yet you felt that you could face that big dog. You just knew what to say. And the real big dog in this is the comfort that you felt of watching the mother care for her son, that your mother also cares about you. And that no matter how big the problem is that you face, you can face it. The criticism while you were meditating that he couldn't stop drinking and then you see a car crash is looking at the old self that died and left. Sometimes that car crash is sobriety because it's the car crash to the drinking, not to you. Sometimes when we stop a habit, because it's a habit on top of the addiction, and you can stop it for 8 months, then you could stop it for 8 years. You can stop it for 80 years if you live long enough. It's just we have to take it one day at a time. We can't look at it like we know what the future is and say, well, I can't do this forever. Might as well stop now. What if you said, like you did in your dream, knowing there's support, knowing there's love, knowing you can face something bigger than you are. And just say, well, I'm taking this one day at a time, and I'm doing pretty darn good. How many days are in 8 months? Let me see, 30, and 30 times 8, let me see, that's a 0, and that's a 24. Wow, that's 240 days I woke up. 240 days. That I woke up and didn't do this. And now I'm 241. Check me out. And now I'm 242. And before you know it, you're 1 year. Then you're 1 year and 1 day. Who's counting? You are. Can face the big dog in your bed. And you can think in your mind, hey, he's a good boy, but go away. And you're saying that to your biggest issue yet in life of this is a big issue. Go away. Because your ego snuck into your meditation saying, I can't stop drinking. I see. You see a car crash, trying to tell you that you can't handle this, right when you found out you could. Isn't that funny how ego works? It's like you're doing something, and you're just rolling along, and you're happy, and then all of a sudden you have this weird, awful thought, or worry, or fear, or doubt, or guilt. Just comes right in. Like, who do you think you are? You can't do that. And instead of you fighting back and saying, be quiet. Yes, I can. Get out of here. You're like, oh, you're right. I'm an idiot. Who am I to be successful? Who am I to say, I thought, I'll just be like the rest of them and just go back to the bottle. No problem. When you know it's a problem. And you know what you just said wasn't good. Listening to ego goes from being something that's hard to control to being a choice. Because as we get older and the dust starts wiping itself off of our feelings, and we start knowing what we feel and how we feel it and why we feel it, when ego shows up, we know that it's our ego showing up. Oh, nobody cares about you. Oh, you're alone. Oh, if you didn't do this, no one would ask. You're not happy. You're just pretending to be happy. But really, you're sad. Don't you remember that time when you were a kid and nobody listened to you? That nobody else remembers? But I'm going to make sure you remember it. And then I'm going to make sure that you build a life around it. You know, you could just sit in your corner today and whimper. In the dark, on the side of the couch. Nobody else cares. Instead of you getting up, getting dressed, taking a shower, going out, having a plan for the day. Oh, just go to work and sit. Don't talk to anybody. Why should you talk to anyone? Who cares about them? They don't care about you. You go to work and you're just kind of alone in it. You don't want anyone around because everybody's bad. Ah, you stopped drinking for 8 months. Well, come here. What good are you? What difference does it make? Well, it makes a big difference to you. You have more days that say you could do it than not. You have more days that say you're strong than not. And that motherly love that you saw is the strongest love you have felt to date. Something to argue about at times. But motherly love is unconditional. Even when they're the most upset, it is unconditional. And you need that for you. That big dog in your bed didn't bite you, did it? And you had the time to speak to that big dog, that big issue, that big challenge, that big problem, and the dog didn't bite. And for 240 days, you didn't drink. And today, that makes 241. And tomorrow, and you know the rest of that. It does work. It can work. It has worked. And you're working. Positive begets positive. We have nothing in us but ways to face challenges. And when we look for them, we find them. And when we find them and we recognize them, we're so empowered that we start recognizing everything else that we find. Guys, have a great day. Thank you for sending in your dreams. I love you guys so very much, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the I Dig Your Soul podcast. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.